He's Free, journalist Peter Theo Curtis, who had been held in captivity for 22 months by an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria, was released yesterday in the Golan Heights and, according to his father, will soon be headed home here to Boston. Curtis was captured in Syria in the fall of 2012. Here he is in a video dated July 18, 2014, recorded at an unknown location.
My life is in very, very, very grave danger. I have 3 days. They're giving me 3 days to live. 3 days. If you don't do anything, I'm finished. I'm dead. They will kill me.
Curtis, who was born and writes under the name of Theo Padnos, grew up in the Boston area. He attended Buckingham Brown and Nichols in Cambridge and later received his doctorate from UMass Amherst. His release came on the same day a mass was held in New Hampshire for journalist James Foley, who was killed by a separate Islamic militant group, ISIS, in a video posted last week. The Curtis family says it had become close to the Foley family in the months the two journalists were held captive. We spoke this morning to Curtis's father, Michael Padnos, who lives in Paris.
He was released yesterday. My wife, Nancy Curtis, formed a committee of people to work for his release, and she has dedicated herself passionately and very successfully over the last year and a half to obtaining this great accomplishment. The American government was very helpful. As I understand it, the Qatari government was very helpful. A lot of people did a lot of work to make this happen. I'm obviously very grateful.
What do you know about your son's condition, is he healthy?
We're told that he's been seen by a doctor and that he's healthy.
And what do you know about how he's coming home or where he's headed next?
We are informed that he was released on the Golan Heights, which are under the control of Israel. My understanding was that he's being taken to Tel Aviv and given further health examinations, and then it's going to be flying back to Boston, maybe today or maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure. We don't know.
During the 22 months your son was being held, what did you know about his captivity, and what was that like?
Well, we didn't know anything about his captivity. We periodically got distant reports from government sources without telling us how they got this information, saying that he was still alive. We had what they call a proof of life a number of times, but we've had no communication with him in all this time. And until recently, there were no ransom demands of any kind. It was just silence is all we heard. We didn't know who had him. Well, I think we knew. I think my wife knew who had him, but they didn't. We didn't know anything about the conditions or anything like it. As you know, his cellmate Matt Shire escaped some time ago, and he told us something about what he'd experienced with Theophilus, but that's the only communication we've had.
That uncertainty must have just been gut-wrenching for you.
It was horrible. I mean, it's horrible. Can you imagine having your son disappeared someplace and no possibility of contacting him or contacting anybody who can contact him? It was horrible. No parent wants to go through anything like that. But you know, for us, it turned out well. It didn't turn out so well for the parents of Mr. Foley, for which we feel terribly, terribly, terribly sad.
Can you tell us just a little bit about your son in this way? We know that he graduated from Middlebury College in Vermont and has a Ph.D. in comparative literature from UMass Amherst. He's fluent in French and Arabic. What drew him to be a journalist in that troubled area of the world?
Well, you know, he wrote a book several years back called My Life Had Stood a Loaded Gun. He was teaching literature in the jail in Woodstock, Vermont, and he learned a lot about these adolescent killers and was really, I think, quite affected by that phenomenon of adolescent killers. And who are the worst adolescent killers in the world? These terrorists out of the Arab world. And so he went to investigate that phenomenon, which is just another aspect of something he was already interested in. And that one thing led to another. He spent 3 years living in Yemen, and that helped him learn Arabic. He spoke very good Arabic. I was with him in Paris once when he was speaking with some Arabs, and he said he was American, and they said, "Don't try to fool us. We know you're Syrian. We know from your accent that you're Syrian." He said, "No, it's not true. Here's my father. He's American." So he's had a long-term interest in that area, and I suppose it'll continue.
Michael Padnos, father of freed Boston area native journalist Peter Theo Curtis, who is free and safe this morning and who apparently will soon be headed home to the Boston area. His mother, Nancy Curtis, lives in Cambridge. We spoke with Michael Padnos at his home this morning in Paris.